Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So the mayor of Pittsburgh spoke with us this hour about how efficiency and flexibility in government and a partnership between government and business and citizens trying to succeed can really help a struggling economy. So how do state governments do with flexibility and innovation in changing their practices in hard economic times? Joining us now is political scientist Fred Bemke. He decided to find out how well states do. He recently co-authored a study that measures innovation state by state, and he joins us from his home in Iowa City. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How do states change, and how flexible can they be to deal with an economic environment that demands some new challenges?
Well, one of the things that we are trying to answer in this study is to understand how states decide to adopt policies faster than others. So what we did was we put together a database of over 100 policies for the 20th century, and we tried to determine why some states are faster and try and come up with a measure to indicate how innovative each of the 50 states is.
And which are the most innovative, which are the least?
Well, we find, especially early on in the 20th century, that a lot of the northeastern larger states, New York, New Jersey, to some extent states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, start out very innovative. But then over time, what we see is a shift towards some of the newer emerging states. California moves way up to the top of the list. States like Florida, Arizona, Oregon, and Washington have also moved up a lot over the last few decades.
Is this a partisan thing where a change in power refreshes things and maybe causes a new think in state government, or is it a function of economic prosperity?
I think there may be a little bit of that in the short run, but I think over the long haul here, what you see is that states that tend to have more population, that tend to see faster change in that population over a period of many years and decades more likely, tend to be the ones that are leaders here. It's not just a partisan thing, because the policies that we're interested in aren't all focused on one partisan direction. So some of them may be policies that more liberal states might want to adopt, and others of them may be policies that more conservative states want to adopt. And so over this broad period, you see, you know, a lot of those shifts kind of canceling out in determining which states are innovative.
When you gauge innovation, are you talking about changes that result in lower lines, smaller lines at driver's license bureaus, that sort of thing, or is it a much more broader economic impact?
So it's very policy focused here. We went with the definition that's been used in the literature and political science for almost 50 years now, and that definition is just whether or not a state adopts something that's new to that state. So to give an example, if you have a policy like the lottery, which New Hampshire started adopting in the modern era in 1964, what you see is a bunch of other states following its leads, perhaps responding to economic needs, education funding. New York adopts in 1967, but then states like Missouri are adopting in 1984, Louisiana in 1990. So we see this huge 30 or 40-year period over which states are adopting this one policy. So our goal here was to examine this question over lots of policies and say, you know, on average, does a state like New York tend to adopt really early on, or does it tend to wait, observe what other states are doing, and then adopt later when it has a better sense of perhaps how to craft the policy? So we abstract a little bit from the specific details and consequences of the policy, just to seeing how quickly states' leaders are responding to new policies.
Finally, Fred, is traditional patronage a damper on innovation, a killer of innovation, and does the civil service help out or hurt?
Well, one of the policies that we're looking at here is various forms of civil service reform, changes in bureaucratic structure, administrative law. There's a huge variety of policies that we have. We're still working on figuring out exactly which states tend to be leaders on this. As I mentioned, some of our preliminary results suggest that it has to do with the size of the state, the wealth of the state. And at this point, we found less evidence that it depends on the structure of the state government.
All right. Are you living in an innovative state or a less than innovative state? You can go to the work of my guest, Fred Bemke, who's a professor of political science at the University of Iowa, who co-authored a study of state-by-state innovation. Fred, thanks so much.
Thank you.